Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Be Prepared, 20th Anniversary Edition, a practical handbook for new dads is a humorous, illustrated parenting handbook by Gary Greenberg and Jeannie Hayden aimed primarily at first-time fathers. Rather than focusing on pregnancy or broad family theory, it concentrates on the practical realities of a baby's first year, especially the situations that tend to surprise new dads: crying, feeding gear, diaper changes, baby-proofing, outings, and the constant need to improvise. Its tone is deliberately informal and playful, but the purpose is serious: to make fatherhood feel less mysterious and more manageable through concrete advice. The 20th Anniversary Edition updates the original best-selling guide for a newer generation, while preserving the book's signature mix of wit, visual humor, and hands-on survival strategies. It stands out in the parenting category because it treats new fatherhood as both a learning process and a test of adaptability, offering usable guidance without losing readability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical survival guide shaped around a father's first year. The book is organized as a survival manual for men entering early parenthood, and that structure matters because it matches the way new fathers actually experience the transition. Instead of presenting parenting as a broad philosophy, it breaks the first year into manageable stages and addresses the problems that appear at each point. This helps the reader build competence incrementally rather than trying to absorb everything at once. The progression from newborn care to later infant situations also reflects a realistic learning curve at first. The challenge is basic handling and deciphering a baby's needs, while later it becomes more about travel, routines, and public life. That stage-based design makes the book easier to use in real time, not just as a read-once resource. The result is a guide that reduces overwhelm by translating a huge life change into a series of practical tasks. Its main value is not completeness, but timing and usability, because it delivers the right kind of information when readers are most likely to need it. Secondly, coping with crying, feeding gear, and other high-pressure baby problems. One of the book's most distinctive strengths is its focus on the everyday crises that create anxiety for new dads, especially crying, feeding tools, and diaper-related tasks. The famous crying section is useful because it does not treat a crying baby as a single problem. It treats it as a set of signals that can be learned and compared that changes the father's role from confused observer to active problem solver. The same logic applies to topics such as breast pump use or bottle-related equipment, where the book gives practical orientation to machinery that many fathers have not handled before. These are not abstract lessons. They are confidence-building instructions for moments when confusion can quickly become stress. By focusing on tools and symptoms rather than broad parenting ideals, the book acknowledges that competence in early fatherhood often comes from knowing what to do in a specific, messy situation. This makes the handbook especially useful for hands-on dads who want immediate, low-drama guidance. It is less about perfect theory than about reducing friction in the moments that most often derail a new parent's day. Thirdly, humor and illustrations as tools for making difficult advice memorable. The book does not use humor as decoration. It uses humor as a teaching method. Its sketches and visual gags make the material easier to remember and less intimidating, which is important because many new parent tasks feel awkward or embarrassing when first encountered. A conventional manual might explain the same content more formally, but this book relies on wit and visual exaggeration to lower resistance and keep readers engaged. That approach matters because the target audience may not be inclined to read a dense childcare reference cover to cover. By making the pages entertaining, the book increases the likelihood that readers will actually absorb the advice instead of skimming it. The illustrations also reinforce the tone of the book. Fatherhood is treated as serious, but not solemn. This balance is part of why the book has remained popular, since it acknowledges stress without turning the subject into a lecture. In practical terms, the style helps the content stick, and in category terms, it separates the book from more technical parenting guides that sacrifice readability for breadth. Fourthly, MacGyver-style improvisation for travel, outings, and daily logistics. A recurring idea in the handbook is that new fathers need to become improvised problem solvers, not just rule followers. That is why the book includes tips for situations such as baby-proofing hotel rooms, managing outings, and handling public settings where normal routines break down. These scenarios are important because they expose the limits of home-based parenting advice. Once a baby leaves the controlled environment of the nursery, the parent has to adapt quickly to unfamiliar spaces, limited supplies, and unpredictable behavior. The book's MacGyver-like mindset encourages resourcefulness: use what is available, think ahead, and anticipate failure points before they become emergencies. This makes the book especially relevant for fathers who want practical readiness rather than abstract reassurance. It also reflects a deeper understanding of parenting as logistics, where success often depends on preparation, observation, and small adjustments. The emphasis on improvisation gives the handbook a distinct identity within the genre, because it treats fatherhood as a field of everyday engineering, where cleverness and flexibility matter as much as affection. Lastly, an updated 20th anniversary edition that preserves the book's original appeal. The 20th anniversary edition matters because it shows that the book's core appeal has lasted beyond its original publication era. The updated version keeps the same basic formula, practical advice, visual humor, and a father-focused perspective on the first year. At the same time, the revised edition signals an effort to keep the material relevant for a new generation of readers who may expect some modernization in references or presentation. This balance between continuity and refresh is important in a parenting book because the emotional challenges of new fatherhood stay familiar even as the surrounding culture changes. The edition also reinforces the book's role as a gift book, something that can be handed to expectant dads as both a useless resource and a friendly gesture. Compared with more clinical parenting manuals, it remains memorable because it communicates competence without sounding institutional. Its longevity suggests that readers value books that make early fatherhood approachable, not just informative. In that sense, the anniversary edition is not merely a reissue. It is evidence that the book's format still fits a real need in the market. In conclusion, Be Prepared is best suited for expectant fathers, new dads, and gift givers looking for a parenting book that is useful without being dry. It is especially valuable for readers who want practical direction on early infant care, such as deciphering crying, handling feeding equipment, navigating diaper changes, and managing the unpredictable logistics of life with a baby. The book also benefits mothers, partners, and family members who appreciate a father-centered perspective that is direct, comic, and easy to share. What makes it stand out from many other books in the newborn advice category is its combination of specificity and readability. It does not try to be the most exhaustive parenting reference. Instead, it aims to be the most approachable one for a stressed, sleep-deprived reader. The illustrations and humorous framing make the advice more memorable, while the practical structure keeps it grounded in real problems. For that reason, it works both as a first resource and as a confidence booster. In a crowded field of parenting manuals, this book remains distinctive because it treats usefulness and entertainment as partners rather than opposites. If you would like to support Gary Greenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.